Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, strap yourselves in yet again. We always save the best for last, and it is Friday, the 27th day of January, 2012. Hard to believe that when we're back with you next week, we'll be into the second month of 2012. That's only 11 months left on planet Earth before we're all dead, because the Mayans, who couldn't even invent a wheel, said so. Actually, they were amazing mathematicians and had an interesting culture. And took hallucinogens almost daily, their leadership did, and actually they didn't say that the world's going to end at 2012. That's when the age ends, they believe. But I don't put stock in superstition, but the establishment certainly does, and they're trying to start wars, bring in the New World Order, all of this, and using this as a self-fulfilling prophecy. 2012 and the rest of it. And the mainline Christian church is always saying it's the end of the world every 5 minutes, so everybody stands down. Imagine if our forebears always thought it was the end of the world and didn't get involved in fighting evil, where we'd be. All I know is it could be the end of the world next month. I doubt it. You know, Jesus Christ could come back tomorrow like a thief in the night. I'm still going to confront corruption because I can't control myself. I am compelled to do it. And not because I have some instinct of being a goody two-shoes and I'm so great and wonderful. It's because I can't stand evil, corrupt, control freak liars. I like to teach people how to do things. I like to build things. I like beautiful things. I like the good guys. I believe in humanity. And I see the corrupt manipulators for what they are, and they drive me crazy, and I don't like them. So that's why I do what I do. I feel violent towards evil people. I feel, quite frankly, hateful. But I do what I do because I love innocence. I was looking at my three-year-old daughter this morning with her ponytail up on the top of her head. I mean, just a spitting image of a doll. And sweeter than anything you can imagine. We've also got a puppy that runs around hissing and biting and making cute noises. I mean, it's like, this planet is just covered with incredible stuff, wonderful entities that I want to protect from injustice, from barbarism, from war. I don't like it. And I will fight fire with fire. And that's what we're doing here, my friends. We're not playing games. Okay, I'm already ranting. We've got two special news reports, one of which premiered last night on the Nightly News. But I'm going to give you a more concise, focused commentary on it when we come back. That's confirmed rendition center FEMA camps in the United States and the camps where they take you on the buses and the army trucks to then interrogate and send people for execution, send people for foreign interrogation and torture and re-education or domestic, or just those that they want to arrest with, quote, dissidents, so people think that they're actually a good guy to insert spies within the resistance. And there's some other subsets as well. It's also just scaring people into serving the system when they take them to the camps. So four different groups of people historically that are brought to the camps through the globalist interrogation methods that I have infiltrated and observed in Police Day 2000. You can see me get into the Marine Corps Interrogation Training Center, and the spokesman, the civilian spokesman, have been following me around all day, freaked out and said, don't video this. Get out of here. That's it. You're thrown out of here. Thrown out of the area of Oakland. They were doing the drills. Of course, I just had people reinserted as citizens getting tours of the drills later with cameras. You idiots. And got the footage. Anyways, side issue. And again, they're not idiots. They think the public's all dumbed down and mindless, so that's why they were so trusting. All right, we'll be right back. Big news coming up. Stay with us.
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, let me give you a brief rundown of some of the news and guests coming up today. And then I want to get into a breaking report here that in the next 15 minutes, Kurt Nemo is going to have an article up on Infowars.com dealing with the fact that FEMA camp, rendition, federal kidnapping hub sites have been identified. And, of course, not only have we identified a new site, and I've made some phone calls and done some checking, and it indeed is some type of high-security prisoner extraction holding facility at LAX, but it mirrors other facilities at Bergstrom International in Austin, the old Robert Mueller, Pier 57 in New York, all of it. I'm going to recap that and then get into these reports here in just a moment. But coming up in the second hour, author and researcher and former political prisoner, author of Bloodlines of the Illuminati, Fritz Springmeier, will be joining us. Then we have Dr. Stan Monteith. He'll be riding shotgun with us with Bob Chapman during his weekly visit. Rarely does Monteith actually contact us and say, hey, I want to come on. He said he's talked to a CFR individual and has some big intel on the upcoming strike on Iran. Speaking of that, Iran is saying they're going to let the UN IAEA back in to inspect their nuclear sites. Israel says that they're bluffing on attacks and will basically back off if pressure's continually put on them. That's in the New York Times and Jerusalem Post. Gold prices are soaring on Fed news and other factors. So they've announced they're going to start quantitative easing 3. That means big-time inflation. There's also reports that GDP actually imploded in the last year, 1.2%, and that's even with Cook numbers. They're spinning leaked video that shows Rand Paul wasn't basically irate at the facility, and that he was detained. It shows him in a cubicle with police around it, keeping him there. And the TSA's released a small clip of it, acting like that's the entirety of how long Rand Paul was there when he said it was close to 2 hours. And witnesses have said that. It's incredible how they will spin things. That is coming up as well. Obama accused of contempt of court in birther hearing. Secretary of State warns Obama, a mishearing at your own peril. They are trying to make him show up for this hearing to prove his citizenship. We know he did have a fake Social Security number that was somebody else's out of Connecticut. We do know his files are sealed. We do know he went by other names. We do know his entire family was CIA. Continuing with some of that news, we'll be breaking that down with Obama and his car company that he's backed with the battery-operated system is filing for bankruptcy. That was just basically a shell corporation that they used to pay off some of their political contributors. So that's all coming up today and a lot more. Also, there's a big manufactured controversy. Really, it's a jealousy issue by the king of the terrible dinosaur media, the globalist media, New York Times, more and more becoming a non-issue, just dwindling and shriveling up to nothing like a vampire that's hit by the sun at high noon. Conservatives criticized Drudge for anti-Gingrich assault. And all Drudge did the last 3 days was link to all of the major conservative sites, from the Washington Times to Forbes to, I mean, you name it, National Review, pointing out that Gingrich has been for open borders, carbon taxes, called for global government, all this stuff. I mean, that's who Newt Gingrich is. And so the New York Times is acting like conservatives are mad at the Drudge Report when these aren't conservatives that are defending Newt Gingrich. I mean, it is ridiculous to claim that conservatives are defending Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich is a joke. And let me get this straight. I don't like Mitt Romney. He's for carbon taxes. He's been for abortion in the past. He wrote Obamacare. He's a globalist big time. But he's not as evil as Newt Gingrich. I mean, Newt Gingrich is anti-family, anti-U.S. sovereignty, and has written articles that I've read on air calling for it, that the so-called conservatives that are attacking him, they're just more rhinos. Gingrich is so extreme that rhinos don't even like him. Okay? And so the New York Times claim, conservatives criticize Drudge for anti-Gingrich assault. Furious conservatives have taken to blogs and Twitter on Thursday to vent their ire against what they allege is conspiratorial dumping of twisted and manipulative negative attacks on Newt Gingrich. See, when you can think for yourself, it's called a conspiracy. It's called conspiracy theory. And it makes my head spin that this type of stuff goes on. Now, it has come out, it's been all over the news the last week, that almost all of Gingrich's Twitter responses, in fact, Aaron was showing me in the article, he was like 90-something percent. Guys, print 90%. I don't know the exact percent. It's 90-plus, but just say 90%. Type in fake Gingrich Twitter responses, and it'll pop up. That's the same thing with Romney. It's the same thing with all these guys. And it's come out that Romney and Gingrich, their crowds are almost completely paid for and fake. And when he doesn't have paid people, that then he has no one there for him. And then Ron Paul's this rock star. There's election fraud in South Carolina, folks. There was election fraud in Iowa. There's going to be election fraud in Florida. Ron Paul is the front runner. Every article I go to, I type in Ron Paul into a search engine a couple times a day. Every article is 5-1, 10-1, you name it, for Ron Paul in articles attacking him, in neutral articles, you name it. In articles that don't mention Ron Paul, they're about Mitt Romney and Gingrich, it's all Ron Paul supporters. I mean, it's a fraud. It's a hoax. Just like the New York Times is a hoax. The New York Times makes hundreds of millions of dollars a year. Last time I checked, it's like $500 million a year. And they still had a shortfall of hundreds of millions. And they have less visitors than the Drudge Report. And the Drudge Report probably makes $4 or $5 million a year. Again, it's a hoax. Infowars.com, dozens of times bigger than MSNBC.com. We make a fraction of what they do. Because when the global corporate sellout slug New World Order trash, yeah, there it is, report, Time Magazine, 92% of Newt Gingrich's Twitter followers aren't real. Anyways, there it is. So, the globalists tithe to the media. They know it's a failure. They know it doesn't make money. They know it's not popular. They pay for it so that there's at least an echo chamber of propaganda. I mean, how is that? How is it that Infowars.com, conservatively, last time I checked the metric, gets about 50-plus times the traffic of the Austin American Statesman. And the Austin American Statesman makes tens upon tens upon tens of millions of dollars. I think last time I checked, you know, it's grossing something like 50, 60 million a year. I forget. You can pull it up. Just like I forget if it's 90 or 92. It's 92% of his Twitter followers are fake. All I know is that I'm much bigger than a big giant building full of all these employees that no one reads, no one trusts, and no one listens to. But it's emperor's new clothes. Everybody goes along with it that they're the biggest thing in the world, so everyone just bows down to it all day like it is. All right, I'm digressing here. I just read an article like this, and it is the discredited New York Times that is hanging on by its fingernails to any readership, any credibility, anything. And that's why they're going to try to shut down freedom on the web. That's why they're delisting InfoWars and Prison Planet from Google News. That's why they're censoring us on military bases and government buildings all over the world. They're censoring us, folks, because they're scared to death. They know we are absolutely on a tilted football field going uphill, getting touchdowns, beating them. So they just want to shut down the entire game, even though we're going uphill, dragging balls and chains behind us. They want to shut down the entire game and just flip the field straight up so we fall down into Hades, basically. We're going to skip this network break because I'm on a time schedule with three guests coming up, and I've got to get to both these special reports that we're about to cover. So I'm skipping this network break. Stations I know out there should not be going over this network break. I just eat this, and the network eats it. We re-air the ads later. I'm going to get to it in a minute. And if the water doesn't rise over Bear Creek today, I'm going to list a bunch of new affiliates we've got. I didn't get to it yesterday. But, by the way, speaking of Drudge Report, our article's up there. Obama signs global internet treaty worse than SOPA. White House bypasses Senate to ink agreement that could allow Chinese companies to demand ISPs remove web content in U.S. with no legal oversight. Paul Watson's in China right now with his wife. That's why he was reading it in the Chinese papers and wrote this from China. Lo and behold, that same day, it came out, UK denotices to go worldwide. British government is already ordering Google, and Google's complying, we now learn for 2 years at least, to take down and delist websites in the United States that the British government doesn't like. Already happening. Already going on. Already taking place because they have to. The shriveled New York Times, MSNBC, and the rest of these pathetic dinosaurs are already extinct. They've already turned to ashes like that vampire at high noon and blown away. All they want to do now is take us down with them and shut us down because they're in total panic. That's why the White House regulations are back in the news saying shut down people that don't agree with them. Shut down websites that criticize electric cars. He was in the news 2 days ago saying that. I mean, you talk about Twilight Zone tyrant level control freak spasms and temper tantrums publicly. But these scum are in control. They've hijacked the country. So just because everybody knows they're a pack of lying crooks doesn't mean that we're not in deep trouble. Oh, it makes me want to throw up. And worse news out today, EU signs the ACTA, Global Internet Censorship Treaty. All the European countries have signed on. Japan signed on. They all love the censorship. It's here. Get ready. They're coming for us because they can't stand it. They can't stand the fact that they can't sit there and be arrogant media whores anymore and that no one wants to listen to them. Now, this is a breaking news report here. These are excerpts from my film Martial Law, my film Police State to the Takeover. That's from 2000. And from Martial Law 2005, confirming that they have these FEMA-funded hubs and Sandpoint Naval Brig in Seattle, where they put political protesters under FEMA's control. And then you tie that into the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, and you tie that into all the admissions that they have these hubs at airports, like they have here at Austin, at the old Robert Mueller, and at the new airport, Bergstrom. They have these holding hubs with porta-potties, cots, bolts, and chains in the floor to hold political dissidents. And this has been admitted for more than 13 years that we've known of. When Rob Dew, my reporter, he's suing right now. They're trying to settle with him. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, over arresting him for videotaping from a hilltop, them beating and arresting protesters. They took him to a military base. They had people getting off trucks with bags on their heads, and the police were all there with the military, set up with the computer terminals, running and all. So military bases, sports stadiums. In fact, that's in the news today about the sports stadiums. That's in the Miami newspaper. They want to put the homeless basically forcibly in the ballparks and stadiums. That's Miami Herald. So all of that's going on. You got urban warfare drills everywhere. And we get sent photos from LAX in an area. And we went and checked the Google Earth. I made some phone calls and confirmed it is an emergency center of the police and FEMA. That's all police that I've talked to know. And the word is it's going to be used to hold people to take them out to the airfield and split up and break up different groups that are going to rendition centers, that are going to overseas torture camps, that are being taken to other federal facilities. So this is a rendition mothership area. So I want to go to this video report from past and present. It first starts out in 2004 in New York. Here it is. We're in New York City, right here on the Hudson River. And this condemned former bus station where they stored the buses is being used to hold over 2,000 protesters. And they admit that they randomly set up fences and scoop up whole crowds of people and then take them here. And for over 3 days, they've not let people talk to lawyers, call out, talk to their families. Some have been released. Some have gone to the hospital with rashes over their entire bodies. This building is condemned. The city admits it. The bus union wouldn't allow them to use it years ago, so they turned it into an emergency police facility. It's full of asbestos, chemicals, oils from decades and decades and decades in this 70-year-old building, and the average stay for someone scooped up in there is over 24 hours. The city even admits that.
Many of the nearly 2,000 protesters arrested over the past few days have been taken to an old bus depot on Manhattan's west side. But now the use of Pier 57 as a temporary holding facility is stirring up some controversy of its own. Protests are being held there to spotlight conditions. Some of those being detained say they're getting sick. There are reports of cramped conditions, rashes, chemical burns, and difficulty breathing.
We should call this facility what it is, and it's a concentration camp. It's the Pier 57 concentration camp.
The mayor has the nerve, and the police commissioner has the nerve to allow this to happen, to actually stick people in an oil-filled garage with asbestos.
Across the nation, at airports and old military bases, they're installing hangars and structures to intern the American people under military control. They're also integrating local police. You've already seen some of the evidence. But even the town where I live, Austin, Texas, is not immune from these activities. We're told that there is a holding facility here on the old Robert Mueller Municipal Airport, a hangar to hold people.
Uh-huh.
Have you been inside there?
No, not since they fixed it up. I haven't. I was there before they fixed it up.
How did they fix it up?
Well, you probably don't recognize it, but it's an abandoned hangar at the old airport just off 51st Street. Today and tomorrow, sheriff's employees are turning this place into a booking center and even a holding cell. Now, it really doesn't look like much, and okay, it's really not, but it is a perfect place to set up shop. Anyone arrested in the Travis County area during the New Year's Eve party for a Class C misdemeanor will be brought out here. Sheriff's officials tell me it's pretty primitive. Inmates will be fingerprinted and allowed 2 free phone calls. Then they'll be held here for about 4 hours, just enough time to sober up. Then they'll be released and expected to appear in court in the future. Only people who have ID on them will be brought out here, since they won't have the capability to run fingerprint checks, and they're mostly expecting people arrested for public intoxication down in the A2K and 6th Street areas. This temporary booking facility opens up for business tomorrow night. That's Thursday at 8 o'clock.
We're hoping to get staff acclimated to working in this environment starting tomorrow, with hopefully a low volume of arrests. So hopefully by come Friday night, everyone will know how the flow is going to work in here and be used to it.
The holding cell is surrounded by this chain link fence, and the fire marshal has told the sheriff's department that they can hold about 380 people in here, and the sheriff's deputies are ready for a busy night.
Anyone who got in their way was arrested and shipped to a FEMA center, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, in direct violation of Posse Comitatus, had Delta Force on the ground from day one of the demonstrations and protest, continually integrating the local state, county, and city police under federal command. This should be a giant red flag for any American concerned about their God-given rights and their freedom in this country.
At least 250, perhaps more, and those that have been taken into custody from the streets of downtown Seattle protesting for a variety of reasons. The World Trade Ministers here on their visit, you see them here with their hands pretty much cuffed behind their backs with those plastic sort of strap handcuffed apparatus. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig, Remember, we told you about this story, dancing all the way in some cases. We told you about this story a couple of weeks ago. A number of the neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened just in case it was needed, and it has been. As we said, at least 250 arrests now, maybe more.
And we've seen 400 people arrested. The facility at Sandpoint, we're told, is full. We're told they did not create another one at Boeing Field. But they continue to arrest people, and they continue to crack down hard on the protesters this afternoon.
The worst thing is I finally saw something with my own eyes. It's one thing to talk about it and hear people talk about it on the radio, et cetera. I saw this with my own eyes at LAX, the Los Angeles airport. They've built a giant human holding pen. It's quite obvious what it's for. It's for processing people. This thing, they used to park all of our limousines and cars and buses at the eastern end of the north set of runways. There's two sets of runways at LAX. They used to park all of us at the eastern end of the north runway where the planes would land right over the top of us. They moved us all out of there this past summer, which I thought was strange. What I saw was when I pulled in there, and I was followed twice by the cops when I pulled in and I took pictures. This thing is, it's a holding pen. It could hold thousands of people. It's right next to the tarmac. There's no buildings, no nothing. It's like a 10 or 12-foot fence with a permanent concrete base around the base of it. And there's two sets of barbed wire on top, facing in and out. So, there's fences like that all over out the airport area.
Have one of those at Bergstrom and at the old airport. And I first reported it was a secret holding pen. But the news said I was a conspiracy theorist, but that it was to hold people during civil unrest. So I'm bad for being right and breaking the news. I don't get an award. I'm bad because I'm right, and it's kooky not to like it.
What's going on at the old airport?
This is where the party could end up, Walt, if A2K and Y2K partiers do get out of hand.
These turnstiles, let me describe them.
Okay, we're going to go to break. We're going to back it up. We're showing you reports from 12 years ago and yesterday.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I won't back down.
Okay, we've got a special report I shot and compiled with Aaron Dykes yesterday.
You can stand me up.
And I don't know how you describe their incredible lies. The only thing that isn't done is that I haven't titled this yet. TSA defines deception. The TSA are the world's biggest liars. And the world's biggest liar award goes to the TSA. I don't know what title to give it. I think we're going to air this piece and then give it a title and then put it on PrisonPlanet.tv and YouTube and post it on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But again, the piece you just heard is excerpts from a film I made in 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, a film I made in 2005, Martial Law. And it's the footage of FEMA running, the military and police putting citizens in a FEMA camp in Seattle. FEMA ran setting up these same detainment facilities at the airports here in Austin. They're still there. And then sold it like, well, it's for any rioting during, you know, Mardi Gras or during the New Year. They just sit there. But it was cops that told me about it. I knew about it before it was on the news. And then we have this new report and the photos that we're showing on the radio, but we have the eyewitness there and we've done some research. It is indeed a high security area and is built on to the flight path so that they can just put people on board the aircraft. Barbed wire facing in and out, turnstiles that are one way, prison style, places for buses to pull in, ultra super creepy. And clearly a rendition center. So breaking, FEMA camp rendition hubs discovered, past and present. And I just played you newscasts where they're saying FEMA's running, putting the citizens in the naval brig. And what does the Emergency Centers Act say from last year? They tried to pass. They tried to just legalize what's already there in the bill, that they'll use the old military bases, brigs, under FEMA to hold people during emergencies and civil unrest. What are they saying in the Miami Herald? Let's put all the homeless people in the sports stadiums. What did I tell you was coming during the economic collapse? This has been done in other countries. I've watched the congressional hearings on it. I've read the Emergency Centers Act. I've read the Military Commissions Act. I've read the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, declassified in 97 by Clinton. They had U.S. prisoners in secret prisons run by the military, regular U.S. prisoners, for decades before Bill Clinton declassified it. There's real camps already, and you can't get the corporate dinosaur media to cover it. They're now saying it's a conspiracy theory that Drudge is linking to articles showing that Newt Gingrich isn't conservative. That's mind control. If you say lemon pie is lemon pie, they go conspiracy. If you say milk is white, they say conspiracy. You say sky is blue. You have all the documents about FEMA camps. And they're building the hubs everywhere, and they look at you and say it's a conspiracy theory. They talk to you like you're an idiot. They're still saying there's no world government as it's being announced. Let's go back to the end of the piece. This is going on right now at LAX. Here it is. Brand new.
Turnstiles. Let me describe them. Because that you could say, well, it's part of an airport. No. These are those big tubular steel turnstiles. They go in. They don't come back out. There's no way to get back out. There's four sets of them. So there's like 16 turnstiles that go into this thing. And it's like the size of 3 football fields. You could get thousands of people. The thing about it that proves what it is because there's on the fence that goes to onto the tarmac. If you go straight onto the airport tarmac, where, you know, what kind of security is that? They put a big black gate in that you can pull trucks, buses, whatever, into this holding pen. So it's built to move lots of people quickly into this pen and then move them onto the tarmac. Now, what is that for? You know, except to move people and put them onto aircraft.
No, that's like the Oklahoma City Federal Processing Center. And this is actually okay, all folks, in the emergency center's establishment. You can watch the rest of the report at Infowars.com. It's in the article by Kurt Nimmo that just went up minutes ago. FEMA camp rendition hubs discovered. We're going to Twitter this out as well. Please retweet it. Get this article out to everyone you know, please. And in it, we've got KBR putting out the contracts to man the FEMA camps and admitting it's for civil unrest, the barbed wire, the stockades. It's all there. It's all proven in this article by Nimmo with the video that this is a long-term program. I got to get Kurt to add the part about it. They want to put the homeless in sports stadiums and lock them up at night for their own safety. That's already happening in California and Sacramento. I sent reporters there 2 years ago on that. Now, shifting gears into another big report that we're premiering here on the radio and to those watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, this new special report breaks down just some of the lies of the incredibly manipulative and deceptive TSA. Here it is.
You to go places in half the time it takes to travel by car. For some trips, it'll be faster than flying, without the pat-down.
It's the sort of security we've seen a lot of since 9/11 in places like airports and now here at the bus station.
Specific, credible, recent threats that are causing what some believe to be these invasive screening tactics.
Well, Robin, we know the threats are real, and we have seen this latest information coming out of Al-Qaeda and Arabian Peninsula.
Remind Americans why we now check our liquids. It's because a mother was willing to blow up the baby and the entire plane with the liquids.
Right.
The Department of Homeland Security has not been forthcoming with the public about the true extent of radiation risk.
Advanced imaging technology would not have discovered the type of bomb that Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab had secreted in his underwear.
Well, I think reasonable people may disagree on that.
We are not retaining, we are not keeping, they're not designed for that at all.
The TSA is reiterating today that although its machines can store images when they're being tested, quote, all functionality to store, export, or print images is disabled.
Throughout history and in every culture, there is a basic precept of law that if someone has been caught lying before...
What's the difference between lying and misleading Congress?
It all has to do with your state of mind and whether or not you had the requisite intent to come up with something that can be considered perjury or a lie.
You should not believe anything else that they tell you.
Would not apply to those who are here illegally.
not true.
And when someone has been confirmed to be a congenital or serial liar, you are a fool to believe anything they say.
It has been months, and you tell me that you're not, you weren't doing it because of an IG investigation. Well, let's go through a few questions here, Madam.
Well,
Madam Secretary, let me finish my question.
That insinuation is not accurate.
You know about the TSA and their penchant for molesting children, raping women in parking lots, robbing luggage, stealing cash out of wallets, beating people up, and then lying about them. You know about their penchant for child porn and the incredible statistical analysis that we've seen that they are predisposed to engage in crime. No kidding. Who else wants a job groping men, women, and children all day and making old ladies who can't walk crawl out of wheelchairs and ripping colostomy bags off of people's sides? Who else wants to abuse people all day but criminals and control freaks? But in this report, I want to look at just some of their lies, because they're constantly lying. And the prostitute traitor stream media that serves the globalist and these brown shirts of the federal takeover need to all be called on the carpet. Now, let's just look at the latest lie that came out today. The Tennessean newspaper reports Nashville airport video doesn't show irate Senator Rand Paul. And they link to the video. And there is Paul being completely calm with the police. They're now also having to admit that he was detained for more than an hour and a half, as he said he was, which under common law is a custodial arrest. So there you have it. Within minutes of this being put out by Ron Paul on his Twitter, the New York Times talked to the TSA and said he wasn't even stopped for 5 minutes. He's a liar, and he was irate. And the police put in their report, part of this culture of lying, that he was irate. All lies by a group of people that lie and lie and lie some more. And then, of course, lie some more. And we have the White House siding with the TSA. We have Rush Limbaugh coming out and saying, oh, his dad's like a Muslim terrorist. You know, let start the groping. You know, after all, he flies on private jets. But let's look at some of the TSA lies that affect us all. Radiation. They've had studies back in the late 1990s from these same systems. And that's why they weren't deployed all over the world. These things have been around for decades, that they're massively linked to different types of cancer. So John Hopkins and many other prestigious universities come out and put out reports in the last few years saying, our studies show this stuff can give you cancer. I mean, the scans are so powerful, you can see the skeleton bones in the fingers. I mean, it's high powered. And all these studies come out. So the TSA comes out and says, Johns Hopkins says it's totally safe. And the head of Johns Hopkins radiology department comes out and says, our study actually says the opposite. And the TSA doesn't correct their mistake, because it's not a mistake. They are a pack of criminal, out of control, 10th Amendment violating and 4th Amendment violating goons who are now setting up checkpoints on the highways of America. And that's why the feds don't care how much anger or how many tens of billions in tourism the TSA destroys, from foreigners that won't come here and Americans like myself that won't travel because I won't have my family groped, because they're getting ready to be all over the United States. They're going to hire your local police, it's been announced. They're going to run checkpoints, mobile vans. It's already happening. So you think you're just not going to fly and get away with this? Oh, sorry. There's plenty of people that couldn't hold a job at McDonald's that are going to be officer and agent TSA. And your wife's in deep trouble. And your children, they're in even deeper trouble. Psychologists have come out and pointed out that the TSA groping of children is actually training them that when pedophiles touch them to test and see if they've been acclimated for rape, that they will submit to the touching and not say no. And what's the TSA say? They say, we don't think that's the case. And again, lie to the public and say everything's okay. And claim, despite the fact that there are hundreds of videos and photos showing them taking babies' diapers off and going in the pants of small children, they come out and say over and over again for 3 years, we do not go in the clothes or even through the clothes and touch genitals of under 12. And then hundreds of videos come out and they say, okay, we're going to stop. Last time they said that was in November of 2010 and continued it over and over again and said again, we won't do it, continued it. Lying, lying, lying. First they say it's not groping and sexual assault. Then they say they're not doing it. Then they say they're going to stop doing it and continue it over and over again. Lying about radiation, lying about groping, lying about the sexual assault, lying about the statistics on how many of their people are caught engaged in every crime you can imagine. But then you see bizarre statements on the TSA blog and in their press releases saying there's hardly any complaints. Why? Hardly anyone is against this. And we only pat down 2%, which is a total lie. I fly all the time. I'm forced to as a journalist. I fly a lot. My crew flies a lot. And in hundreds of flights total, we've estimated that at least a third of the people where we fly are groped, including most people who are put through the naked body scanners. So they're lying to you about radiation. They're lying to you about groping and sexual assault. They're lying and saying they're going to stop doing it to children. Or they say they never did it to children. Or they say they didn't go in the pants of Miss USA. And then she goes and gets the video and they admit they did it. But let's continue. A few months ago, a whole bunch of 85 and 90-year-old women, many of which couldn't even get out of their wheelchairs, started reporting that they were taken behind closed doors and made to take all their clothes off. And the TSA came out and said, you're lying, we don't do that. And then so many people went public that they said, well, we do take you behind closed doors and take your clothes off. We don't call it a strip search. And then even in their apology, the women who've been assaulted by them say it's all lies. I mean, it's lies within lies within lies within lies. But what do you expect from a federal brown shirt goon force meant to dog train us and break our will to basically live like maximum security prisoners? They're coming to malls, highway checkpoints, they're already there, sporting games. We're all being trained to have government put their hands on us, and TSA is now training for forced inoculation. Federal grants to local police, they're training them for forced inoculation. That's why they're doing this. That's why they're lying to the American people, because we're seen as an enemy, and you lie to an enemy in warfare. This is a foreign banking cartel occupying the United States, and the TSA is their shock troops to bureaucratically go out there and train us to accept this. In just the last week, Homeland Security has come out and said, we're not just about terror. We're going to hire your local police. We're going to certify who can get jobs anywhere. We're going to set up checkpoints in your town. We're going to have spies all over Twitter and Facebook. We're going to have citizen spies on the ground recording what you say politically. They are recreating classical, hardcore despotism. This is 200 proof evil. This is certified as bad as it gets. It's conscious takeover. Oh, and also they said that the machines could not physically hold images.
The machines are not set to store images. They're not set to transmit images.
And then we got the manuals sent to us by insiders that said that when they test the machines, they look to see if they can see the genitals, and that that is the marker they look for to make sure that the machine is tuned right, and that indeed all the images are saved, not just at airports, but at courthouses, and have been leaked and shared, and they pin them up on the wall, and when they see a good-looking woman it's come out, they put them through them. So they lied about saving the images. There have been cases in England where they come up to famous film stars and ask them to sign scans of their own genitals. This is really happening. And of course, it's a bunch of abusers that are willing to take these jobs. Remember that basic precept in law, that if someone's been caught lying before, don't believe anything they say, and they're criminals. What do they say about the devil? He's the father of lies. Whether you believe in the devil or not, this is a devilish attribute that we're seeing. This is tyranny. Why do we just accept when government lies about Rand Paul and says that he was irate and wasn't detained? Both lies. Why do we not get upset about that? Why do we trust people that act like this? The truth is, more and more Americans are awake. Congress has a 9% approval rating. The system knows we're waking up to them. So now they're taking the velvet glove off the iron fist and just going with the iron fist. It is time to reawaken the spirit of 1776. It is time to recognize it is criminal when the TSA violates the 10th and 9th Amendment and operates in our states. But it's even more criminal when they grope our children, our wives, and our husbands, and harass our old people and make cancer patients get out of wheelchairs that can't walk and make passengers help get them out of their chair. This is assault, and it's criminal. It's sexual and physical assault. But it's also criminal when we put up with it. We become cowardly accomplices to these scum. The TSA takeover of America has unified the people. And so have a lot of other issues. And the system knows that their attempt to break our will is backfiring. Get this key report out to everyone you know. The future of our republic and the world depends on it, because this corporate tyranny is being exported. Absolutely. We'll be right back. This corporate tyranny is being exported.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, that's an extremely powerful piece that Aaron Dyke stayed up all night to get ready. I told him, I said, Aaron, we shot the video. We've done the research the last 2 days about their lies. I said, just take your time getting it done. And, of course, he was leaving this morning as I got here. So he'd been up working for more than 24 hours to put that together. And I'm giving it a name right now. I've got to decide here during the next break. I couldn't come to a... I mean, what do we say that's accurate about the video and gets people to watch it? You know, secrets of the TSA exposed, what the TSA doesn't want you to know. The TSA are world champion liars. I don't know what you call it. By the way, last time we were up in Maine interviewing Charlotte Isaby a year ago for her Skull and Bones expose, it's on prisonplanet.tv. She gave me this, and I've always meant to show it to people. This is cool. If I had like a man cave at home, which I don't, I mean, I have my little office, but everything's overrun by my children. My office is in my bedroom. I have a little desk, but, you know, the whole house is decorated by my wife, and it's great. It's nice. It's just, you can, it's a chick pad. I don't think that this would fit in very nicely. Maybe I'm just going to, like, in one area of the bedroom, just start like putting moose heads and Ron Paul, license plates. If you're a radio listener, I have a Ron Paul Maine license plate. Man, Maine's got a nice license plate too. I like that. It's got a little, birdie right there. Got a little, he's sitting there on top of pine cone on an evergreen. It says vacation land. I tell you, I like pine cones and I like the woods. Makes me want to go hunting or fishing. Of course, to get up there, I'd probably have to have a bunch of potbelly perverts grab my genitals and put me in a microwave oven and then act like I'm the crazy person for not liking it. And they might rob my bags. You know, I did have TSA rob my bags. Flying back from New York, in 2005? One of my daughters was newborn, been a couple months old, and I thought, you know, instead of a plastic rattle, I'll go to Tiffany's. They were like 50, 60, 70 bucks a piece. I'll get her a rattle and some teething rings and stuff, and they only stole one of the things I bought. They unwrapped the little boxes from Tiffany's, and they stole what they wanted. And even put the note in there that they'd been in there. But I'm supposed to like being robbed by the government. I mean, they do it anyways. You know, I can't tell you how crazy it is that I've talked to people and seen confirmed cases where they harass small businesses and companies. Even when you pay them what you're supposed to pay the IRS, it's all nebulous so they can rob you. And they'll call people in. This happened to my dad when I was a teenager. Called him in and he said, I've given you all the receipts, all the facts. You're wanting all these penalties and interest. I don't owe this. And they said, Mr. Jones, we're white collar criminals. You'll pay us what we want or we're going to charge you and you're going to go to jail. It's only Mitt Romney and people that don't pay taxes and Warren Buffett. And we need to stop being chumps in this country. And all you liberal Democrats need to get that fact. There's no free ride. The globalists get most of the money in corporate welfare. Big government's not our friend. Ron Paul's right. The founding fathers are right. Common sense is right. Speaking of Charlotte Isaby, we've got her book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, is back in print after a year out of print, but it's a new, revised, and updated, abridged edition, only 500 pages full of documents. InfoWars.com. Get it out to every educator you know. And coming up, let's get him on right now. Bloodlines, the Illuminati author. We got the book, aplenty, available at InfoWars.com, and it's powerful. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, this is going to be the first of a lot of interviews with an incredible researcher and, of course, a political prisoner. He was 100% set up in just a cartoonist fashion many years after, quote, the crimes were committed of robbing banks. A guy who's a West Point grad, no criminal record previous to that, sent to prison. And I know why they did it, because when I first read Bloodlines, the Illuminati 10 years ago, when I first read some of his books, I was still in a learning process, and we all are continually. I was like, you know what, a lot of this can't be true. Now, I knew a lot of it was true because I'd separately already researched it, but some of it was just so outlandish. And then over the years, separately, in my own research from even mainline sources, I found other pieces that was true. I mean, now it's even in major British newspapers that the royals still have their hind ends wiped, that they eat body parts, that they're related to Vlad the Impaler. They're really Transylvanian royalty, not even German royalty. And his book, Bloodlines, the Illuminati, of many books he's written, is just so important. And he's been out of jail now for about a year and is able to speak now. And today, I didn't even tell him really what I wanted him on about. He's on, but I'm going to start getting him on every few weeks. I want to get into the mindset of the highest level Illuminati and how their power structure is set up and some of the main families. Probably should have actually brought this up to him before he came on with us. And then I'm going to do that for about 30 minutes. And then I want to open the phones up for Fritz Springmeier today, joining us via video Skype from his home in Portland, Oregon. But the book, Bloodlines Illuminati, you know, we didn't have it on the shopping cart for about a month because we sold out of it. And because it was on print demand, we always had trouble getting enough of them. I just went ahead and bellied up to the bar and helped Fritz print a couple thousand of these. They're available right now at InfoWars.com. We are the warehouser, not as distributor. We're just the warehouser of the books, and we have them, whether you want them for wholesale or whether you want to buy them individually. And he is mailing us some signed stickers we're going to put in some of the books. Those will be available next week. But Bloodlines of the Illuminati, available at InfoWars.com right now. Fritz, we're about to go to break, and we're going to come back and recap all this. But good to have you with us. How are you enjoying 2012?
Oh, doing great. Thank you. Yeah, I'm doing fine.
What do you think about that that request on breaking down, really crystallizing the mindset, the worldview, the ultimate goal, and who some of these top families are in the Bloodlines?
Sure, we can do that when we come back from break.
Yeah, I apologize.
You're wanting to take a break right now?
Yeah, we're about to go to break. And of course, I know you've always got this info pretty much at your fingertips. It's just that I probably should have relayed that to you earlier. And then you can recommend next time you come on what subject you want to get into, because I know you've written books on so many subjects. How many books have you written?
Well, 19 in all.
And how many of them are in print right now?
Very few. Thanks to your assistance, we're able to make the Bloodlines available. And then there's about a half a dozen others that are available to people.
You know, there's something in this book particularly that really made them angry at you.
Well, take your pick. There's plenty for them to get upset about. And we'll discuss some of that. I'll be glad to talk about their mindset. People naturally assume that someone who's controlling the world thinks like they do, but these people do not think like you or I. They have a totally different mindset. And they view us like you would an ant. You know, if you stepped on an ant as you were walking on the sidewalk, you wouldn't even be concerned about it.
And of course, they say that about us, how much they hate us, how we're scum, how we're filth. They publish little hate letters to humanity, and the general public responds by fawning after them. We'll be right back with our guest, Fritz Springmeier. Stay with us, Fritz.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, for the rest of the hour, Fritz Springmeier, researcher, author, political prisoner, is going to be with us. Then Dr. Stan Monteith and Bob Chapman together. Dr. Stan Monteith says he has some breaking news concerning Iran. It must be important because I invite him on the show all the time, but he rarely reaches out to us to come on. Now, we just got Fritz Springmeier on. I've talked about the fact that, and I've gone over his case last time he was on. No criminal record up until that point. Years after some banks get robbed, he gets set up by known informants and sent to jail for bank robbery. And, of course, he's pointed out it's a complete fraud. And this is a guy who was speaking to packed halls that I saw on videos of thousands of people, 19 books in print. And right before they set him up, I remember the year before, he'd said, yeah, the cops broke in my house looking for marijuana grow labs. Of course, nothing was found. Yeah, you know, the local news was reporting that during the raid, they found extremist material. Got to love that, where they break in your house, then talk about what's on your bookshelf as if you agree with everything on your bookshelf that you're reading. I mean, I've read Mein Kampf. It doesn't mean I agree with Hitler. I wanted to read what he said. I've read a book by Julius Caesar, too. I'm not a patrician class supporter of the Roman city-state. I mean, it's so ridiculous. I've read Nietzsche. Doesn't mean I support all the ideas of Nietzsche. I do think that which does not kill you only makes you stronger and stranger, to kind of paraphrase Nietzsche and the Joker. But then he was correcting me during the break, just a side issue. We actually have some of those photos. That he went to West Point, but then got out of it, not a graduate of West Point, because of what he saw as some of the mind control there. He also, if I remember correctly, even lived with the Amish for a while to study that, and just had some amazing travels and things he saw. I think it's best to start out. A lot of people know who you are. But we're on XM. We've gotten dozens of new affiliates, more than a dozen just in the last few weeks. I need to mention some of those today. So it's probably important for you to introduce yourself to folks, so they know who you are. And then let's get into, in this interview, to what I mentioned in the first little short segment. What is the mindset of the Illuminati? What is their goal? What are some of the top families? And where are they taking our planet? But Fritz, and then while you're mentioning the West Point thing, as I guess you sent this to my producers, I wasn't aware of it, photos of you at West Point doing military training, is some important point you want to make in general. So we'll raise those photos for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and radio listeners whenever you're ready. So, Fritz, you've got the floor. Go ahead.
Well, people can go to my blog and read some about me. That's one way of getting a little introduction. Another little introduction right here at the time is I'm a follower of Christ, and that's what's important in my life. It's not about me. It's about Christ. And I have had a very unusual life where I was exposed to a lot of different things, living overseas, traveling overseas, had a father who wanted to save the world by going to third world countries and developing their agriculture. Like you said, I went to West Point, and as you were saying there, I was concerned about the things that I was seeing when I was in the military, and I didn't feel comfortable being in the military with the mindset that I saw around me. So I resigned, and some people thought it was a reaction to having been in the military that I turned around and joined the Amish, but it wasn't that. It was that I was looking for something that was outside of the system, and it's hard to find anything that wants to live a good life, good clean life, and that's not involved with the system. And so I was outside of the system for a little while I was Amish, and then I felt called by God to come back and warn people about what was going on. And so that's what I've been doing these last few decades is warning people just like yourself, except the last decade was spent mostly in a POW camp while you were out here continuing the good fight. So that explains a little bit about myself. But again, like I say, it's not about me. It's about Christ. And then the truth of what I'm saying, you know, one of the things that they try to do to shut me up is they try to tarnish the reputation of the messenger. And as you know, you've been out there, you know how people come out of the woodwork to say all kinds of crazy things about you. It's not about me. Look at the truth of what I'm saying. Look at the documentation. Look, research these things for yourself, people, and you'll start seeing it all makes sense, and you'll start putting the pieces together for yourself. I'm not asking you to take my word for it.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier, is that when I first read some of your books more than a decade ago, a lot of it I could confirm because I'd done separate research, but some of it sounded so far out. But over time, I would separately, even in establishment publications, find large pieces that added to it. And now as my understanding's gotten deeper, that's how the globalists see it. We're asleep. They're awake. They are programming the subconscious, and they're trying to create a totally fake, false reality so they can deceive people. And that's what you were talking about decades ago. So let's get into it. Crystallizing it for new listeners. What is the Illuminati? Who are they? Who do they serve? What do they want? What makes them tick? And then let's go over some of the families.
Okay. Some people kind of cringe when they hear that word Illuminati, like this is a word that they really don't, you know, some conspiracy nut is using or something. This is their own terminology. When I started trying to help people that were trying to escape from the Illuminati, members that had been teamed together, that was their term for it. That's the term that they normally use. Now, in rituals, they may use terms like the family or the circle, you know, don't break the circle. They may use other words, but the term Illuminati is the word that they use themselves, and its meaning is that they believe that they have been illumined to godhood, that they are gods, and of course, we're the little peons. They're the pharaohs, and we're the serfs, and that's their mentality. They're in a class above us. We're more or less subhuman, and their mentality, a lot of what goes on is a consequence of that view right there. And they've had that view for many thousands of years. This isn't something that's just come about overnight. They have a plan. This plan is an agenda, and we've been in a great transition in recent years to bring the entire world under the control of the beast computer, which is linked to the internet. So you'll notice that there's been an increasing...
And by the way, they really call it over in Europe, they really call that particular computer system the worldwide beast, and it's a standardized global system. In fact, from Davos yesterday, Homeland Security put out a press release and talks about the global centralized computer database to buy and sell. That was in a press release yesterday. Sorry.
Exactly. So this one world mind, we're all becoming pulled into it. The computers that we have, the PCs, the big ones that are on our desks, those are going to be obsolete in a few years. We're going to have these handheld devices in our hands that won't even need memory because storing memory is going to be redundant. You're going to have these broadband, such good broadband devices that you can tap into the world mind instantly.
But the globalists can then also erase whatever they want instantly, and that brings total control.
Exactly. So we're all being sucked into this one world mind, one global government, where we're all going to be like little adjuncts, little fingers of this beast, and little cells of this beast. We're just going to be, as they used to say, cogs in a machine, you know, and it's becoming increasingly that way. But a lot of us are considered worthless eaters. And so there's been a number of written agendas. You know, Henry Kissinger had one, but there's many others where they have outlined on paper and sometimes publicly came out with these things where they want to get rid of a large share of us, genocide.
So death is at the heart of their agenda.
Boy, that's true. And you can look at it from several different directions. You can say, well, these people, the evil that they're doing would require them to justify their actions by being Satanist. Or you could look at it the other way and say, because they're Satanist, they have these agendas. But either way you want to look at it, their Gnostic philosophy that is...
Yeah, they don't see themselves as Satanists. They think Lucifer's God. They think it's very beautiful.
Yes, they have a lot of high-level rituals and very sophisticated rituals that go back to antiquity. They still carry out some of the same rituals that were done in ancient Egypt by the pharaohs, and rituals that go back to ancient Babylon. The names that they give themselves, their ritual names and everything, go back to the ancient gods, the ancient mystery religions.
Intriguing. We're coming back, and I'm going to attempt to sit back. I want you to go through this. Go through any of the gods, the names, and again, more of who they are, what they are, where they want to take us, how we can defeat them. Fritz Springmeier is our guest. If you want his book, back in print big time, it's available one place. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. All right, going back to researcher Fritz Springmeier, really amazing books. We are, of course, selling Bloodlines, the Illuminati. I've read some of his other books. Only a few of the others are in print. Find out more at Infowars.com. This is a short segment, long segment coming up, Fritz. I want to give the number out for later in the hour for people that have questions for you. But please, so we can get to several callers, five or six callers, folks, just have your quick question ready so Fritz can answer it or give you his take. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We'll also have some financial questions for Bob Chapman coming up. And this will be the first of many more interviews we do with Fritz. We had him on a few times back in November. Now he's back with us. Okay, Fritz, continuing in this short segment with the mindset, you were getting into their rituals, going back to Babylon, back to Egypt.
Okay, great. I'm going to take this kind of in a direction that's going to answer several of the questions that you had. We had a scandal that took place in Belgium, the Dutro affair, and the Europeans discovered that the Belgium government was involved in satanic rituals and pedophilia. This all involves the mindset of the elite, and there was a humongous scandal. About 110 people were assassinated to keep a lid on it. Now, here in the United States, we had the Kennedy assassination, we had 9/11. Those are entry points for people to learn that something's wrong. But even closer to the heart of things was this Dutro affair, where they actually discovered the satanic connection to all of this. Because a lot of people realize, you know, Wall Street has a lot of power. These people, the big mucky mucks, they go to places like the Bohemian Grove. But like when you were in the Bohemian Grove, you notice that there's something else going on here, you know? It's not like these people are just atheists that don't have a religious side to them. When you saw Cremation of Care, you're beginning to get a window that there's something more to these people, right? So the scandal exposed the satanic side of this, and how the governments in Europe were protecting this huge network of child slavery and child prostitution. They would have pink ballets in this castle that I exposed. And so the book that you've been presenting to people, Bloodlines of Illuminati, that came out in 95, it was the first place where the public got a real good look at that Mother of Darkness castle. That's like a headquarters for the female branch of the Illuminati. That's where the grand dames, like Bill Clinton's lower than Hillary Clinton in the Illuminati. Hillary Clinton becoming a grand dame, that means that she would travel to this castle and do rituals. And the castle was also used for murdering children they have rituals there.
And by the way, this is the reason they came after you so much. And separately, it's now come out in the news that Hillary does weird rituals. Same thing with Tony Blair. Francois Mitterrand had admitted does worship Lucifer. Had that pyramid at the Louvre built with 666 pieces of pink glass. Tony Blair reportedly, this is mainstream British news, flops around and is possessed by the spirit of light every morning, flopping around and goes to sacred sites worldwide. I mean, these are complete lunatics.
Yes, this is the hidden side of it all. We see the nice, good front where the press shows these people as in their suits and ties and looking intelligent and wise. But then there's this ritual side, this hidden ritual side of them. And like if you're someone like Hillary and you're going to the Chateau de Amaroy, and I don't speak French, so I probably butchered the name there, but it's a castle that I exposed. I found out about the castle in 1991 when I was working with people that were trying to get out of the Illuminati. These were people that had done rituals in the castle and knew about it.
By the way, let me stop you. Again, I didn't believe your book when I first read it. And then the Sunday Times of London came out with a separate castle in Burgundy where all these women escaped and the cops got there and there were a bunch of dead women and women in cages. And it turned out it went to the top leaders of France. So the whole thing got shut down. But this actually came out in the news after I read your book years later. I saw the same stuff.
Exactly.
I mean, folks, and I'm like, oh, Fritz Springmeier, this goes too far. And then I see it in the news. It's just, God help us. Stay right there. Fritz Springmeier is our guest. And I got those congressional hearings where they're asking Rumsfeld, well, DynCorp runs these child kidnapping rings. Are you going to do anything about that? And he goes, no. They were given a one-year penalty on these contracts in that area of Europe. Well, no one goes to jail? And he goes, no. I mean, folks, oh, man, I tell you. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m., and I'll be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., 5 to 7 Eastern. I continue to mean to plug some of our new affiliates, and I will do that at the start of the next hour. But I am opening the phones up for Genesis listeners. If you would like to call in and ask a question, of Fritz Springmeier. We haven't opened the phone system up yet, I noticed, but I'm opening it now. I'd love to hear from you. Questions for Fritz Springmeier, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Okay, going back to the author of Bloodlines of the Illuminati, an incredible book, and it's a Dallas phone book size full of documents and photos. You're not going to be able to put this book down. Fritz, continuing from that point, you've gotten to that being in the European press, the satanic rituals, the police, the judges, the report of the royal family. They're always finding dead bodies. They just found a new dead teenager on Queen Elizabeth's property right by her house the other day. It's just a routine thing. But please continue.
Yes. Earlier, you asked about some of the names of their gods. within the women's branch, we were talking about the Mother of Darkness castle there near Munro, Belgium, and the kind of rituals that will go on there, there will be hierarchy rituals. These are high level rituals, and these Illuminati members are programmed multiples. They're multiple personalities. So they have personalities that take part in the rituals. One, like for the women, there's a triad goddess system where it's mother, where it's maiden, mother, and crone. And a lot of these things actually are around us, and we don't even realize it. Like one of the crone figures, Calic, another one of her names is Caledonia, another crone that's related to Calic is Cali. And California
is the sea hag. California is the sea hag. It's all about gods and goddesses. And just like Eulogia at Skull and Bones, it's admitted they worship Eulogia there, which is a hag. But I mean, let's continue to break this down. It's just incredible. You're saying this. It sounds wild, but it's all right there if you've done the research.
Yes. And it's, once you start realizing that there's this whole substrata around us, that of this occult world, there's occult symbology all around us.
And they're not just programming us, animal psychology, Pavlovian psychology. This isn't new. It's just a modern packaging. They themselves come from a programming cult. That's what these rituals are. Ancients learned mind control. That's why every ancient society tortured, had human sacrifice, made the king sometimes kill his own kids. It's all about the priest class totally dominating. Continue with the women and then the men, but who's at the head of it? Continue.
Well, within the women's branch, they have Grand Dame, and that's the final level. You have these families, and there's five inner families, and then there's 13 top families, and then in the next ring you have like 500 inner families. And it's like peeling back an onion. There's, you know, you've got the inner core that works through the next level, next level, next level. And so you have all of these rituals, all these committees, councils of 13, a Sanhedrin of 70. You've got so many different organizations. And one thing...
Notice the Super Congress. There's 12 members of the Congress and the president, the 13th. Again, always counterfeiting Christ.
Yeah, they enjoy that number 13 for these councils. So, let's see.
Continue. You were getting into the different. You were talking about the Sanhedrin.
Yeah, I was discussing how there's not one person is running the show like we would think, because what happens is you're born into this, and you're as somebody who's been born in, even if you rise to the top and even if you have a lot of power, you're still signing on to the plan. The plan was created, you know, it's a group thing. And it's something that's been going on for a long time. So they have long range plans. So these agendas aren't just snap decisions. The idea that there would be a third world war has been around for over 200 years.
Oh, all the top Masons and Illuminati people like Weishaupt wrote books about it, as you know, in 1770s. Right. They even described the three wars. Yeah.
Yeah. So these things are 10-year plans, 30-year plans, 50-year plans, 100-year plans. They have these long-range plans, and then they have these systems to bring them about. Going back to how the control filters down, they've divided life into six major areas. They take what God uses to sustain the world, truth, love, and things like this, and there's a twisting of those things, and they make a system out of it. So therefore, you end up with the healthcare system, the political system, the financial system like Wall Street, the banking system. You have a system of control. And so to get these necessities of life that we feel we need, we end up linking ourselves to these powerful controlling systems.
It's about overthrowing creation, becoming God, taking things over so we have to go to them as if they're God, and we're born into a giant lie, not just mind control, but a physical lie. That's how they try to take free will away.
Exactly. You said it better than I did.
No, I didn't. No, you're absolutely right, but continue on this line.
Well said. Exactly. And so from the time we're born into this system, and it systematically controls us and steals our freedom, and all the while telling us, oh, you're free, you're this or that, you're making the decisions, you know. Yeah, like the American people, how often have I heard people say, well, you shouldn't complain about your president because we were the ones that elected him. No, 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 people, you didn't elect that president.
They select who you can then pick from, and then even that's a fraud. That's why Ron Paul is kind of showing that it's all theater, because he is one of the only real people to come along in a very long time, and we see the system together acting as one to ignore him, to lie about him, to spin. I think this has really revealed to people just how lockstep the corporate whore media is. But in that, as why is the system losing a lot of power right now, Fritz? From my research, their system is not, right as they get close to getting everything they've wanted, right here at the end, right at the jump point where they're supposed to go from incremental to fast, things are not going well. Things are getting out of control for them. Do you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, there has been some rubber band effect is the term we used to use. That is, people in power, when they give a command, there's a big rubber band effect of when it gets the command gets stretched to something else by the time it reaches the bottom tier. Things have gotten sloppy for them, but they're working on tightening things up. So in the next few years, they're going to implement some plans to tighten things up.
And we see that. They're coming out saying, we'll secretly arrest you, we're shutting down free speech, and you bet we're putting stuff in your shots, and we're going to force you to take them.
Yeah. So there'll be a whole range of things. And one thing that they're concerned about, especially with Americans, is Americans have too much freedom, too much money, too much mobility. And so you're going to see United States humbled. And
I'm going to stop you again. Jim Tucker, who has been proven to have sources in Bilderberg. I've got some sub-sources that have sources in Bilderberg. All they talk about is how we've got too much money and how they're going to make us financially bankrupt and how much they hate Liberty Movement and Ron Paul and myself and others I've been brought up. I mean, they really cannot stand it. And they want to use impoverishment as a tool of control and a post-industrial fake environmental movement. But even that's in trouble. But people need to understand. I mean, they what you're saying, Fritz, is so accurate. But you're saying it from inside sources that you got, instead of just learning it. I mean, I know you did as well, separately out there, just kind of, you know, from the bottom up, you happened to bump right into people that had actually been in it. And I think that's why they got so scared of you and came after you.
Yeah, I'm sure there were multiple reasons as to why I ticked people off. so it's hard to put your finger on just one reason, but yeah, you kind of lumped it together there. Exactly. And two things that the insiders talked to me about that opened my eyes up a lot that we've discussed today is bloodlines are important to these people. They keep track of their genealogies fastidiously, and also mind control. The mind control is extremely important to them, and so that's why I wrote several books on the mind control, and it's why I wrote the Bloodlines book. It's not a casual topic with them. It's very important. And you'll notice, like the Rothschilds, which is one of the inner five families, back in 1826, I believe it was, there was a newspaper article that came out how the family had organized a meeting of all the heads of the family and taken a stand in the family meeting that they would only marry within the family. Well, that's rather common within the Illuminati, is they try to marry within their bloodline. And
right there is a scientific reason why royalty elites are always so macabre and psychopathic. Every mammal species that interbreeds becomes insane, vicious, psychopathic, unstable, unsocial. So right there, even if somebody isn't into spiritualism or Christian or whatever, scientifically, these are inbred crazy people.
So, and they're doing it intentionally. They have brought in some outside blood, but basically, generally, they're pretty. The bloodlines are pretty pure as far as being Illuminati blood, and there's some reasons for that too. They pass on generational curses. They pass on. Okay, are we losing connection here?
No, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, fine.
It started breaking up a little bit, but keep going. You're saying they pass on curses.
Curse.
Yeah, for the mind control, they need people that are genetically able to dissociate and become programmed multiple personalities. And most people are not able to do that. If you torture most little children, they'll just curl up and die. It takes a special select breed of people that as children, when they're tortured, are creative enough to become multiple personalities. Not everybody's able to do that. But their bloodlines have good dissociative abilities. And this is something that they've developed over thousands of years. So, yeah, they're not like us, and that's one of the things I might emphasize to the listeners, because so oftentimes I hear people trying to extrapolate what these leaders must be thinking, and they place their own thinking upon them. It doesn't work that way. It's just like trying to figure out how a bureaucrat is going to make a decision. They don't think like a rational, logical person. They have their own bureaucratic logic, which doesn't make any sense to any rational person.
It's usually about the raw exercise of power.
Yeah. But when you think through what you would say, well, what they want to accomplish is this, this, and this. Why would they do that? And it would seem like it would be counterproductive. There's a lot of subplots within subplots within subplots, and they create conflict because the way they like to work is through controlled conflict. So just because maybe one Illuminati family is trying to take care of another Illuminati family, like you see Onassis was working against the Kennedys, the Kennedy brothers and Onassis hated each other. That doesn't mean that they're not on the same team. It means that's the way the Illuminati work. They like to stab each other in the backs, thinking that that's the way you get the best person's going to rise to the top through all this.
Yeah, they see it as social Darwinism. It's just incredible. The book breaks down so much of it. Bloodlines, Illuminati, Fritz Springmeier. Fritz, right now, let's look at our books, because we're going to come back and do one segment, then one more segment before you've got to leave us. I want to get you back up next week for a full hour, or maybe even two, to really get into all this, you can send us some slides if you want for people that are watching on the internet, not just listening on the radio, so we can actually show some of what you're talking about here on air and kind of go through this in more detail, because this is riveting. And I don't want to go to break. I don't even want to come back and take calls, but they'll bring up great points. I want to keep hearing you bring up more, because as crazy as this all sounds, truth is stranger than fiction. Every time you're talking about something, because I've done so much research on my own, it's like bing, 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 bing. All this proof that what you're saying is so incredibly accurate. And that's why they've come after you, because you're hitting the nail on the head. These people are basically a ruling elite of mentally ill, crazy people who are so anti-human that they're able to take over, because they're like cancer. They're malfunctioning, and the inmates are running the asylum, and they're highly intelligent, genius level, psychopathic control freak sadist who are just not what regular people are. They are the dark side.
Yeah, well said.
Well, my friend, I tell you, I just hope everybody gets your book, Bloodlines Illuminati, and gets it out to everybody. It also ties in with my films, Order of Death, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Both those films are on one DVD. If your church isn't talking about stuff like this, and you find out it's working for FEMA, a lot of them are secretly on the payroll. That's come out. Just search the term clergy response teams. Then you know you probably got one of their little minions in there that isn't a devil worshiper. They just sold out for a little bit of money. And that's the other sick part. These guys buy the whole world up for nothing. Your call's coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, truth is stranger than fiction. How many people have said that throughout history? It's because it's true. And I wish that the globalists weren't into the occult. It's bizarre, but if you've done your research or you're a news hound, it just keeps popping up. And the Illuminati is real. These people are into it. I've got letters that George Washington wrote talking about the Illuminati trying to take over the Masons. This stuff is going on. And the book Bloodlines the Illuminati exposes it. We're working on getting Fritz on both the nightly news next week, and we think Thursday, tentative for 2 hours, noon to two, so we can have him talk for an hour. I'll just shove a sock in my mouth and then an hour of phone calls. But let's go to calls right now. And for the next little segment, try to get all five of these callers, Carl, Ronnie, Tommy, Chris, and Gary. Gary's in Hong Kong. So we'll go to Gary in Hong Kong first. Gary, your question for Fritz Springmeier.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm a first time caller, but long time listener. I've been a Mason for 30 years. And I stopped paying my dues because I have Cherokees in my family, and a tribal Lakota elder sent me a video from Mount Pleasant boarding school. And, you know, there's murder and torture that went on in those boarding schools. And what happened was the cornerstone, I saw in the video, the cornerstone was laid by Freemasons, and that sort of did it for me right there.
Well, I mean, overall, most Freemasons are compartmentalized like every other big organization and think they're doing good. I've had a lot of ancestors that were Masons. A lot of the founders were. But the system uses that. Any secret society, they will grow within it, basically. Because if you go back, it goes back to Solomon's Temple and before. So it goes back into antiquity. And you've had these, you know, these mystery schools that go right back to Egypt, not just Babylon. But do you have a question for Fritz Springmeier?
No, I just wanted to make a comment and give you and Mark Dice and Fritz an apology, because I was in denial for a long time and I didn't believe it at first, but now I'm so sorry, you know.
Well, that's like saying, you know, the government deals the drugs, and people say, well, are you saying a cop on the beat's dealing drugs? No, not on average. It's at the top. They certainly are. But God bless you, and I appreciate your call. Briefly, how does modern masonry especially tie into all this, Fritz?
Well, I like to call it the glove that fits onto the hand of the Illuminati. You said it very well. They're used. And a lot of people are unwittingly used. They don't see the bigger picture for some reason. They just blindly go along and think they're in a good old boys club. There's clues all around them as to what's going on, but like so many people, they're not really analyzing what they're doing or what they're involved with. So you said it pretty well, is that, you know, you have a mixture. Some people are have their eyes open and realize what the bigger picture is. And some people just participate and just blindly continue to support something that's working for the elite.
Yeah, let's jam in another call here. I see a call on the board called Antichrist, but we got to go in order here. Carl in Oregon, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Cobra Commander. Missed talking to you on Sunday. I saw a movie called it's called Aquarius, Age of Evil, a Keith Thompson movie. And it did mention Fritz Springmeier and his story. A friend of mine told me that he was going to be on the radio soon, so I do have a couple of questions for him. Originally, they're for you, but
That's fine. Go ahead.
I'll give them to Fritz. Hey, Fritz, how you doing?
Just fine, thank you.
Great. It's great that you're out. God bless you, brother. I hope you're going to be safe. But the android humanoid production is one of them. And let's see what the other one was about. The best truth movement that's not been co-opted to get into.
Okay, so basically the globalists want to turn us into these biological androids. They're announcing all these microchips to cure all these things. But what is the Trojan horse that's in them? So we'll get that answer when we come back in 30 seconds. Thank you, Carl. We only opened the phones up for Fritz. I don't know how you were holding for me.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bob Chapman coming up, and boy, is there a lot of economic news to talk about concerning Davos, and then popping in later at the end of the hour, Dr. Stan Monteith's going to be on with Bob and myself. He's got some breaking news for us. But right now, we're taking calls for Fritz Springmeier. What's a good truth movement, group organization out there to be part of, in your view, Fritz? And then his comment about biological androids. Go ahead.
I'm going to pass on recommending anything. I mean, you've got a tremendous program here for people to watch, and
it's all about them becoming empowered. I mean, I'm not saying organizations are bad, but that's where things always get weird. It's just, I mean, I don't even have an organization. It's just we're independent. We love freedom.
Exactly. I've seen some groups that are actually managing to get the right idea, where they don't want anybody to be the leader, where they want to empower everybody. That was sort of the idea behind that Occupy Wall Street movement. But then I heard a lot of people complaining, well, there's not one spokesman, one leader. Well, that's the mindset that people have, is they want things to be controlled. They don't, we need to empower people, not control them. As far as the android thing, we see this progression. First, it started out a number of years ago with people being implanted, and then these implants, and a few of the people that I worked with actually managed to get the implants, get them out of them. But these implants were being controlled by AI, artificial intelligence generally, although sometimes they would be manipulated by human handlers, and they were being used for weird things. But you have something called BCI, brain-computer interface, and we're going to see a gradual progression of more BCI as they integrate.
Well, I wanted to raise this. Technology. They've already got the drones that are autonomous flying around killing people.
Oh, yes. And we're going to see an increasing progression of this as they link us back in to that internet system, that beast brain. They're linking us, they're tying us all back in. The web is getting stronger and stronger.
Yeah, let's go to another call here. Tommy, in Tennessee, you're on the air with Fritz Springmeier. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
I got to help you out with this media name. I believe I got it. The word has its origins in Greek theater, describing a character who wore a mask, normally describing an unregenerate person who was self-deceived. They have received their reward. Their reward is they were seen by men, nothing more. It's hypocrite. How about the hypocmedia?
That's a good idea. I appreciate your call. Fritz, what is a good name for the prostitute Decepticon sewer stream, traitor stream media, elite brainwashing media, globalist media? What would you call the mainstream media? What really describes them?
Boy, you have some great language there. It's all a great show. This one grand master in the Illuminati, he said, it's all just theater for the masses. It's just a big show that they put on. But you said it very well. You know, it's then they tell us that they print all the news that's fit to hear. Well, apparently all the news that's fit for them to give us.
That's a very arrogant statement hidden in plain view right there. I mean, really, it is the theater, the fiction media. The mainstream media is, even when it's real stuff they're talking about, they always put some spin on it. And I always wonder why they lie, even when it's the truth would suit them, because they want everything just to be false. It's just part of what they do. All right, I know we got a bunch of other callers. Folks, you can stay on and talk to Bob Chapman if you want and others, but Fritz has got to go. He'll be back with us next week. The book is Bloodlines, the Illuminati, and it's available at Infowars.com. Thank you, Fritz.
Thank you, Alex. And bye for now to all the listeners.
Thank you.
Big Brother. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, this is going to be an extremely jam-packed and important third hour today. Then we'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We have a big article, investigative report, up at InfoWars.com that is so important to get out to everyone you know. FEMA camps and rendition hubs discovered. And it's by Kurt Nemo, and it has a video report I compiled with Rob Dew. And what's crazy here is there's all these links, the admissions of the torture flights out of the U.S., that citizens are being grabbed, that the government says they can kill citizens, not just torture, admitting the Rex 84, admitting the FEMA camps, admitting all the facets of it, but still, it's a conspiracy theory to say this is going on. That's like when Rand Paul got held for almost 2 hours. They just said, no, you weren't held for that. And know when we hold you by force, you're not detained. And you're a conspiracy theorist. I've actually seen that in the news. They're calling Drudge a conspiracy theorist for linking to articles and videos of Newt Gingrich admitting he's for open borders and carbon taxes. The New York Times calls it a conspiracy theory. They call it conspiratorial dumping of twisted and manipulative negative attacks. Again, if you catch a guy coming out of your house with your television set, you're like, you're robbing my house. They're like, you're a conspiracy theorist. I think the average American might go, whoa, yes, sir, take it, take it. And by the way, you know, I'm going to break your nose. And you're like, you broke my nose. This conspiracy theory. Oh, I'm not bleeding. You're right. Here's a ball peen hammer in the head. Rah, yeah. No, you know, actually kill you. And your wife walks up. You just killed my husband with a hammer. Conspiracy theory. It's like a trance word. The person goes, you're right. You're right. Yeah, I'm not even doing this show. It doesn't even exist. It's a In fact, I told Carnival, I guess, that owns that sub company that had the ship that wrecked into the rocks there. You know, they've been acting like they didn't do anything wrong. And the captain's been like, well, I was a couple miles off course for no reason. I feel like it. And, you know, I got in the lifeboat and ordered dinner in the lifeboat. But everything's fine. You know, I did nothing wrong. I just told the company, just say it's a conspiracy theory. Just say the Mediterranean doesn't exist, Italy doesn't exist, that eight-story ocean liner doesn't exist, I don't exist. All right, I'm starting to be sarcastic here. I got a lot of financial news. Davos, the world leader meeting and saying, how do we stop world revolution? And their answer is tax the rich. But you read the details, it's tax the middle class, give it to the bankers. They still want 100-plus trillion like they said last year. and give chicken feed to the underclass that everybody's being forced into, basically, to make everybody dependent. And that's the game plan there. And joining us to break that down is Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster with always his great financial breakdowns. He did point out a long time ago, as many of our guests did, they would go into QE3. And now they announced, what, in the last week, oh, we're going to have some QE3, but it's going to be different. The Wall Street Journal said, they don't really tell you how, but gold and silver have, of course, started their way back up with the world announcement that they're firing up the printing presses. So, Bob, what's happening right now in the world economy? What's the most important things that you've seen out of Davos and what's happening with gold and silver right now, Bob?
Well, I think what's significant is that none of the media, the major at all, talks about the transference of funds from the Federal Reserve to the European Central Bank. And we're talking about $1 trillion. And they were to use prudent usage of funds like banks normally do, and they could jack it up to $10 trillion if they wanted to by borrowing against $1 trillion. And for those who don't know, right now, their leverage is 30 to 1. It was 70 a few years ago. And it shows you the risk that they've taken, and they will probably take into fractional banking. So what does that mean? It means that money is going to be almost endless for the next couple of years, flowing from the Fed through the European Central Bank to the banks. The banks, 523 of them, already received $600 billion. They're supposed to take that money and buy their own bonds, from other laggard countries, and spend enough in loans to keep the economy from collapsing. Same plan we have here in America right now, only it's come in a different form, not the way it was done with the European Central Bank. And it looks probably like, at least from this viewpoint at this moment, Greece is probably going to not continue as it has. I think they'll default. In the U.S., about, I think they began their QE3 in January, just a couple of weeks ago. I expected them to announce it in June. Maybe it's going to be in March like they're talking about. And we're talking about the Federal Reserve going to the banks and buying their garbage. Those are bonds that aren't worth very much, and other bad loans and things like this. How much are they going to spend? Probably $800 billion to $1.2 or $3 trillion. And that money will go into the banks, and the banks will be able to buy treasuries, agencies, as well as make more loans to keep the economy going tech-based. Same is going to happen in Germany, Europe, and also in England.
All right, your phone was only breaking up just a bit, but I don't get how they can have the Wall Street Journal and others the last week and a half or so just calmly just say, oh, yeah, the Fed's going to have some more stimulus, but they're going to keep that under wraps. I mean, it just shows how incredibly secretive they've gotten. They've gotten even more secretive.
Well, at Davos, I saw the president of JPM. Say that he thought that Mr. Bernanke had done the best job ever possible. He was just a giant. And, of course, this is the same propaganda that you receive all the time. And Davos is just another Bilderberger meeting, for all intents and purposes, generated toward finance and economics.
Let me ask you this. What do you make of Soros coming out and saying the most dangerous time in history, we're all in deep trouble, I'm not having any investments, I'm not investing anybody's money, this is worse than, you know, when I was in World War II, yeah, we know, as a collaborator, helping round folks up and take their property. But, I mean, he's acting like now he had nothing to do with what's happened. And the fact that they're signaling that, and the fact that Homeland Security is now announcing all these new political crackdowns and this new takeover of local police they want. They always signal this stuff right before some big event, Bob. What do you say?
I think you're right. And again, I don't know when it's going to come. It's been in process. Will they have it during the presidential campaign? Maybe. I just don't know. I do know that what you say about law enforcement and their relationship with the military is going on, and any listener on this channel knows that. I think there's a possibility, and you know, you don't like to see these things happen, but I think, generally speaking, they're going to attempt to keep the stock market going sideways. Somewhere between 12,500 and 10,000, or 13,000 and 10,000, somewhere in that area. And I've been looking at, I've been seeing all the emphasis on keeping the market up. I think there's a possibility now, from what they've had to say, that perhaps they may take the market down a little deeper than they would have otherwise in a present presidential year. And I think that's what we get to look forward during the year. And as a result of all the spending, both in Europe and the United States, gold and silver are going to go bonkers. I mean, there's just no two ways about it.
Bob, obviously, what's the main driver? Not just QE3, but won't the fact they're going to keep interest rates at zero? I mean, what's bigger, the QE3 in driving up commodities, namely gold and silver, but oil as well starting to go up? I mean, is it QE3, or is it the announcement to keep interest rates at zero for the big boys?
Well, there's three spot there, and I'm going to give you spot number one that you didn't mention. Think about having the possibility of having $10 trillion in Europe. That is really where all the trouble can come from. And then you can follow up with 2 or 3 and zero interest rates for 3 years. They have no intention of doing anything about anything other than what they've been doing. And while we're limping along, they're doing things that you've been talking about with TSA and FEMA, internment camps, and turning our law enforcement into military, which is a drastic mistake. And so it'll be a combination of things. The year is not going to be as bad as people think. Although the market could go down, say, to 10,500, 11,500. That's possible. But otherwise, the market will probably stay even. But gold and silver are going to go through the roof. I mean, that's mega stimulus, and is, you know, total monetization, and so that's not going to stop.
Wow,
it's going to continue.
All right, stay there, Bob. Let's get into more news, calls, all coming up and popping in. Dr. Stan Monteith, while Bob rides shotgun.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents the Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I want to take a few calls for you, Bob. And then Dr. Monteith is a great guy. We love having him on the show. He never contacts us, though, and says, hey, I want to come on. I've got some breaking news, so it must be important. He'll be popping in with us, and you'll be riding shotgun to give your view on it and your participation that is always valued. But I wanted to raise this point for you, Bob. Bombshell. FEMA camps confirmed. Rendition hubs discovered. And we have this report about these centers they're building at airports and transportation hubs that are their own little FEMA camps to then send people off to different areas where they can be tortured or killed or disappeared or re-educated. And the government now admits they're doing this. I mean, it's just total certification that they're dangerous, lawless, armed and dangerous crooks who stage terror attacks as the pretext to overthrow the republic. I mean, that's now all a fact. No one can deny it. But what do you make of the rollout here? I've got one out of the Miami Herald. Florida proposes using ballparks and stadiums as homeless shelters. This is what we've always said. They're going to roll out the camps at first during the collapse as great places. Thank goodness they were there to take care of you. And then there are areas where the troublemakers are kept. And now that's all confirmed in the Emergency Centers Act and all of this. What's your view on this?
Well, I think it's a lead up. And we saw that, I think it was in Denver at the football game, and where they rounded up the kids and put them in one place and put the parents to another, and you had to comply or you didn't get your kids back. Same concept. Like in Florida, lots of people homeless being put on, we'll say, baseball fields, as you mentioned. Next step is we can't have you be there anymore. We have to send you to a camp in Arkansas, which is better equipped to take care of you, one of their internment camps, or some such place. And I think that's the next step. And that'll probably come, I don't think it's going to come quickly. It'll take a while, probably a year, year and a half, to somewhere in that time frame.
Well, you're right, and that's how they introduce it. So the police at first, and all the drills I've been to that I have in films like Police Day 2000 and others, they have the role players saying, I'm an American, don't take my guns, but let me in the camp. The people are fighting to get into the camp. So they sell the psychology to the police and military like, you're lucky to be getting in the camp. But then there are troublemakers that also get forcibly taken. So it's all about selling it, just like TV sells torture and secret arrest now. You know, just selling cyanide like it's mother's milk.
Making it acceptable.
Making it acceptable. Yeah. Well, Bob, do you think people are going to go along with this?
Gee, I'm afraid I think most of them will.
See, I had just forgot.
And I think you got to understand their state, too. They're out of jobs. They don't have a house. They don't have any vehicles. They're living on a baseball field. You know, how can it get any worse? Government take care of me. And sure, we'll send you that camp over there. The facilities are much better.
And that,
to go to the camp.
And that just sets the precedent to build the archipelago of camps and have the public roll out for them. But you just mentioned Denver. I'd forgotten we sent reporters to that citywide drill and discovered they were busing the kids to the camp. And then we found the Washington Post article from years before where it said in emergencies, the state's going to take your kids from you until you turn your guns in, Bob. That's right out of the Soviet Union.
Yeah, that program was on when I was on that day.
Wow.
We had all the feedback on the station here. So that's how I knew about it.
Wow, I'd forgotten about it. You know you're in trouble when you there's so much tyranny, you can't even keep track of it all. Ronnie in Texas, you're on with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Boy, thank you, Bob. I appreciate the chance to talk to you. I'm afraid we might disagree on this one idea, and that is mood alteration, which is old as mankind, and selective persecution, i.e. prohibition, is now the tax-free cash cow of organized crime thugs. So could that possibly be a way to defeat these evil forces?
You're talking about decriminalizing marijuana or drugs, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Bob,
yeah.
What would that do to the New World Order?
Well, it'll take a lot of income away from them. The numbers are astronomical. $5 billion or $500 billion a year, whatever it is.
Yes, 500 bill.
They certainly do not want the legalization of any kind of drug other than prescription drugs from companies which they control and own the stock in.
That's right. Stay there, Bob. Dennis wants to talk to you, too. We've got Dr. Monteith popping in as well. Stay with us. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, GCNLive.com, and TheInternationalForecaster.com is Bob's excellent site.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And you know the antidote to mind control. That is InfoWars.com. Don't forget, we'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., live on the radio. I'll drive into the office and do the show. There's always so much news. And tonight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News with your host, Aaron Dykes. I did it four nights this week. He's doing it tonight. Got some big news this evening. Up at InfoWars.com, we've got some breaking news. TSA, the greatest liars on earth. That article just published by Kurt Nemo minutes ago, and it's an article written around the article that Aaron Dykes and I put out that I got to say is probably one of the most powerful little video reports that Aaron and I have ever done, and there's been some powerful ones that have been watched hundreds of millions of times together online. But this TSA, the greatest liars on earth, like P.T. Barnum, the greatest show on earth, you want to get this video out to everybody. This is coffin nails, cyanide to their lies. It is sunshine to vampires. It is really powerful. We premiered it earlier here on the radio, but with the video evidence of their lies, it is mind-blowing, including Obama's lies, Homeland Security lies. And Janet admits she sees our articles on Drudge and hates them, and Homeland Security's really pulling their hair out. The TSA's responded to us. TSA either says, hey, we're not all bad. No, it's wrong. We just need a job. Or they now get in my face. Or they say, I like the show, but you're wrong and you're bad. So they're certainly getting the message. And again, you average TSA people, I know most of you just want a job. The average brown shirt in Nazi Germany wanted that too. I'm sure the average Soviet minion wanted that as well. So please, folks, a call to action. Get TSA, greatest liars on earth, out to everybody. And also our FEMA camp rendition centers confirmed, identified article as well. Just incredible news coming up by the minute. Now, Bob Chapman's riding shotgun with us for the rest of the hour. We'll take a few more calls as well. And I'm just thinking about getting Dr. Monteith on for an hour, in the near future. But calling up and getting him on, he's a talk show host in his own right and a busy guy. But rarely does he contact us with something that he says is breaking from a CFR source. And, of course, he is a retired medical doctor, somebody fighting the globalists for almost 50 years. He's worked in Santa Cruz, again, for decades. He led a delegation of physicians from Santa Cruz County to the House Delegates of California Medical Association. For 10 years, he led the fight within organized medicine in California to address the AIDS epidemic as a medical issue rather than a civil rights issue. He wrote the book AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic, the widely circulated pamphlet to deceive a nation, and more recently, a nation deceived and betrayed. He also wrote Brotherhood of Darkness. His public health approach to HIV epidemic was eventually accepted by the California Medical Association. Dr. Monteith currently spends 5 hours daily on syndicated radio across the United States. And again, he's published voluminous documents and articles and papers. And he joins us now with another gentleman been fighting tyrants for close to 50 years, Bob Chapman, who rides shotgun with us from the International Forecaster every single week. Bob's website's theinternationalforecaster.com. And, of course, Dr. Stan Monteith's website is radioliberty.com. Okay, good to have you, Dr. Stan Monteith. What is going on, my friend?
Well, you know, very rarely do we really get an insight into what the people within the CFR are thinking. I mean, there are a lot of articles in Foreign Affairs magazine, but what are these people on the inside really thinking and planning? And, of course, one of the things that's being used against Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul today, is the fact that he's anti-Israel. He doesn't want to attack Iran. He wants to take away their foreign aid. Therefore, we should back one of the other establishment candidates. Of course, the important point that the Congressman Ron Paul brings out is we shouldn't be attacking Iran. We should stop funding Israel's enemies. I mean, we give Israel's enemies $12 billion a year. We give Israel $3 billion a year. We control their foreign policy. We dominate Israel, which is not good for Israel. We ought to let them be free and look after themselves, be a friend with them.
Well, I agree with you, Dr. Shannon. You're going to get to what the CFR guy is saying here in a moment. But now Israel's got actual political groups running ads against Ron Paul because he wants to cut off $3 billion. That's a foreign government through subsidiaries and proxies running ads in America inside of our political process. I think that's illegal.
Well, I think it's illegal, and basically it's the worst thing in the world for Israel. If you hate Israel, why you certainly want to defeat Ron Paul and you want to attack Iran, why, what is it? What are we talking about? We're talking about the plan that was laid out. You can read it in the January-February issue of Foreign Affairs magazine. It's written by a man. His name is Matthew Kronig. He was formerly a chief advisor to the Secretary of Defense up until July of last year. And now he is the Stanton Nuclear Security Fellow with the Council on Foreign Relations, assistant professor at Georgetown University. But last week, they had a little conference there, private conference, at the Council on Foreign Relations headquarters. And since I'm part of the media, why they sent me the opportunity to get the actual minutes of what was said. So I wanted to see what this man said in private. His name is Matthew Kronig. And if you read this article in Foreign Affairs magazine, he says this. Number one, Iran has not decided whether to build a bomb or not. Number two, Iran is not building a bomb. Number three, if Iran did start to build a bomb, if Iran that they should keep the international investigators out, International Atomic Energy people in fact, if they should do any of these things, decide to build a bomb, start to build a bomb, start to enrich uranium, then we ought to attack them. And then, going from that point of view, his article is time to attack Iran. Well, basically, of course, you read the article, it doesn't make any sense. First of all, they're not trying to build a bomb. They haven't decided to build a bomb. But we ought to attack them because they would be such a danger if they should ever get a bomb.
Well, Doctor, so, obviously you're concerned about this. We all are. For those that don't know, Israel has come out and says that they see Iran's threat to close the Strait of Hormuz as a empty threat. But meanwhile, the London Guardian is reporting Iran to restart IAEA nuclear talks. UN nuclear inspectors are due to begin 3 days of meetings in Tehran on Sunday, the first just talks over 3 weeks. Kissinger was in the news yesterday with the headline. In fact, pull it up, guys, please. If you don't hear the drums of war, you're deaf. So clearly the war is on, and I think Iran understands that right now and may try to come to the table. But the way some of the hawks are behaving in Israel and the U.S., they're acting like they don't care what Iran does. They want this as a political diversion. What's your take on that? How do we stop this? And then I want to get Bob Chapman waiting in the wings, his take.
Well, first of all, we are already at war with Iran.
That's right.
I don't care what anybody says. Oh, when, of course, you actually are paying terrorist groups to go into Iran and to kill people. We gave several terrorist groups $400 million about 3 or 4 years ago to go in and to disrupt the Iranian government. That is an act of war. And today they've killed five Iranian nuclear scientists, several key diplomats. Those are acts of war, and we finance that. We have our drones flying over their country. We have put sanctions on them. We've sanctioned their central bank so that they can't trade with other countries. We want to sanction their oil so they can't sell their oil anyplace in the world. We are involved with and war with Iran, but they haven't told the American people this. But the frightening thing that Kronig said was this. When we attack Iran, why, of course, Iran, what we will do will be a surgical strike. We're not going to go to war with Iran. We're not going to send troops in. What we're going to do is a surgical strike. We're going to knock out their nuclear production facilities, or at least most of them. We'll leave the production facilities in Tehran and other cities. That is where they're enriching the uranium and the other centrifuges. But we'll wipe out all the nuclear bases and leave their military intact and leave their government intact. We're not trying to defeat Iran. We're going to leave their military intact so they can retaliate. Why do they want them to retaliate? Well, the government has to retaliate to maintain the support of the people. So he's anticipating, and this is all laid out. This is his plan, formerly senior advisor.
No, you're right. In fact, I meant to call Paul Watson and have him write an article, West Plans Iran False Flag, or West Plans Sophisticated Iran False Flag, because it's still a false flag to attack them and say that you know they're going to attack back, and what you really want is the political diversion while the mega banks are robbing everybody, while the rights are being abolished, while the internet censorship is going into place. That's what the globalists are really seeking, is that wider war. And you're right, he says that, and I haven't even really pointed that out. And so I'm glad you called to point this out. We need to make a bigger deal out of this. Let's get Bob Chapman's take on this and then expand on this, Dr. Monteith. And we'll have you back up for a full hour next week to really flesh this out further. But stay with us.
All right.
Bob Chapman, this is a big deal, isn't it?
It certainly is. And when they started their hijinks about a month ago, everybody was saying, oh, we're going to have a war and here it comes and so on and so forth. And I said at that time, these people are playing games. This is a diversion. Logistically, they're not ready to go into Iran as they'd like to do. I think that's a year or more away. And so I think it's just dancing around. But the public doesn't know that. Now, they're looking over there at Iran, waiting for the Abraham Lincoln to be blown up, going through the Strait of Hormuz, when they should be looking at pensions and profit sharing and their shares and all of their investments and whether they're going to be working next week.
Well, certainly they want the war as a distraction and a threat of war. But if a war does start, Bob, that would be a big distraction for the globalists to ram a bunch of stuff through.
You're right. And probably ultimately it will happen, because they need it. And the Russians are very well aware of this. A few weeks ago, one of their generals said on RT television that you get involved in Iran, you're going to have to deal with Russia.
That's right. Let's go back to Dr. Stan Monteith on that. How does Russia and China play into this? And why would the CFR be so arrogant in an article they put out publicly titled Time to Strike Iran, and say, and for those that don't know, this is a main globalist mouthpiece where they communicate with each other. So this is official. Hey, they're going to attack us. We're going to let them attack us. I mean, why would they be so bold as to admit that, Doctor?
Well, this is the most amazing thing. This article, which I have on my lap, actually came from the transcript of the meeting held in private. For very few people, this was not for general.
Oh, wait. You're saying this isn't the article wrote. This is separate. Please read to us what he said and tell us where this is, or have you put this online yet?
I haven't put it online, but I will tell you what. I will have my secretary fax you a copy of this, because I want you to get this information out. Basically, what Koenig says is, look, basically, we're not going to do a lot of harm to the regime. We're not going to harm their military. We're just going to take out their nuclear facilities. And when the Mullah wakes up, Khamenei wakes up in the morning, he's fine that he's been attacked. But his regime is intact. His military is intact. He's going to have to do something to retaliate. But we have to be prepared to absorb the retaliation. Now, remember, this is not just a casual guy. This is a key man at the CFR. He is the Stanton nuclear security analyst for the CFR. And, of course, he was the senior advisor to the Secretary of Defense.
Well, how are you getting this information? I mean, I saw what they published on their website. You're saying this is the remarks. I guess you've been in the media so long that they just send you this stuff?
This is a covert meeting that was held last week. And basically, if you were on their list, which I am, and they tell you when they hold these meetings, they send you the transcript of it, and this was the most incredible thing I ever read. Let me tell you what he said. They are going to retaliate, and we are going to have to absorb retaliation. And there were a couple of people in the audience that said, but how can we be really hurt the United States, and then the United States has to then take action against them a second time. And, of course, the response was, well, I don't think that will happen. I guess this is what's going to happen. But the thing that frightens me, Alex, is that if I were the Khomeini over there, Khomeini, I would immediately counter in retaliation by attacking Israel. And, I mean, can Israel withstand 1,000 missiles, 2,000 missiles? They have about 100,000 missiles between Iran and Hezbollah and Hamas, which is now getting sophisticated missiles. Why in heaven's name would anybody who really supports Israel want to actually go along with this thought of a surgical strike on Iran? The other thing is, of course, they could take out a couple of our aircraft.
Okay, so what is your point? Why do you think he's saying this?
Well, I think it's because I think this is what they are really thinking about doing. And I really believe that they put that article out. If you read the Wall Street Journal, I think it was the 18th of...
Speak up for us, Doc.
There was a fellow named Mark Halpern, also in the CFR, who wrote an article on the editorial pages of the Wall Street Journal, saying essentially the same thing, calling for this surgical strike on Iran so our children would be safer and their children, our children's children would be safer. Obviously, they're building support for a surgical strike. And remember, this is not a war. This is just a thing. It is just a surgical strike. Well, I'll tell you what. I remember how World War One began. I remember how I said it began over in the Gulf of Tonkin. We were just going to have a little short war over there in Vietnam. And the fact that the former senior advisor of the Secretary of Defense not only is talking about a surgical strike, but the CMR has written the article. They put this in the Wall Street Journal. I think they're thinking about it. They don't want a major war at this time. But what happens if Khomeini doesn't do it logical? What happens if he attacks Israel? What happens if he sinks three of our carriers over there?
Yeah, this is bizarre. And if you think if the West is going to sit back with a retaliation ever, that's not going to happen. This is beyond bizarre. Let's get Bob Chapman's take on this and final comments from our other guest as well, Dr. Monteith. Stan Monteith, who's been interviewing myself for 16 years or so and Bob Chapman for decades, I don't think he's ever contacted me wanting to come on. I mean, I can always get him on. He's a busy guy in his own right. So he's obviously concerned about this Iran situation. We see what the CFR had to say, echoed by the New York Times. Israel senses bluffing and Iran's threats of retaliation. I guess because they threatened to do something to aircraft carriers if they went back through the Strait of Hormuz. They did this week. Iran did nothing. And here's the CFR saying, if Iran responds when Israel hits them, we've got to take it. I don't see the West politically doing that. I mean, I know that it's hypocrisy to hit them and then not let them hit us back. But I don't think that's going to happen. What do you think's going on here, Dr. Stan Monteith? Then we'll get Bob Chapman's take.
Well, basically, of course, this is not Israel attacking. We're not going to let Israel attack. We're going to do the job because, according to Matthew Kronick, we can do a better job of it. But we have to, first of all, leave the Iranian military power intact and their ability to retaliate intact so that we can so they build up support for the Iranian government. If it were me, if I went to war, I'd want to win the war. They don't want to win the war. They anticipate retaliation, but they think it will be moderate. But what frightens me, of course, is that this could very well spell the destruction of Israel. And it could spell us being forced to then counter whatever they do. And if they took out even one carrier and killed 1,000 American servicemen, and they can do it, they actually have their submarines there in the Persian Gulf. If we lost one carrier in response to the retaliation, what would we be forced to do? When you start a war, you never know how that war is going to end.
Well, it's definitely crazy.
We're not dealing with rational people. This is so irrational. as I've read it, even people in the audience, and these are the internationalists, attending this meeting at the Harold Pratt House at 58th Street.
Yeah, this is the insiders. They were shocked. I mean, we're almost out of time here, but, you know, there's a lot of talk about the West really put the mullahs in, and there's evidence to that, and Iran-Contra and the rest of it. Is there any evidence that the mullahs still work with the globalists, and this could all just be staged?
I believe that we have our agents planted at the highest level of the government over there. Why in the world would any rational individual like Ahmadinejad John go out and say we've got to wipe Israel off the face of the earth unless he was play-acting and wants a justification for a war?
Well, we know an attack on Iran will prop up the mullahs that have got less than 30% approval rating. We'll talk more about this next week. Dr. Monteith, thank you.
God bless. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And Bob Chapman, I know you're on his show every Monday for 2 hours, so you were happy to let him run into some of your time, but he's pretty concerned about this. I hope you're right that it's a year off or may not even happen. What do you think about the Iranians at the top still working for the West?
Well, it is, but the important thing with Iran is which way is Russia going to go? Are they another free subject of the Bilderbergers, the Illuminists? Very good question. Are they going to aid Iran and it becomes a real war? Or are they going to say, oh, we changed our mind? And so that's very, very important. And we can't answer that because we're not inside. And I'm too old to join counterintelligence again.
All right, Bob. You're awesome. Lord willing, we'll see you next Friday in the third hour. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you all for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There goes Bob Chapman. If you want a free copy of their National Forecaster, you can give Midas Resources a call, 800-686-2237. You can ask for a list of the Gold and Silver Radio Alex Jones specials. They're incredibly good, including some deals with free books and videos. 800-686-237. I'll see you back tonight, 7 o'clock, and back Sunday, 4 to 6. God bless. Oh, bye.
Thank you for listening.
Get our article on TSA liars at InfoWars.com.
GCNLive.com.
Get it out on these scum to everybody.